Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Big games this week, high school, college, NFL. The NFL tonight, of course, primetime. Browns and Steelers at First Energy Stadium. We're going to talk about that one. Also, a huge Big Ten game Saturday night in Columbus as the Buckeyes welcome the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's start there and talk college football with our next guest via the Wake 'em Way hotline. We bring in professional handicapper at North Coast Sports. Check out their website at ncsports.com. Follow him on Twitter at ChrisV160. He's Chris Van Dyne. How are you today, Chris?
I'm great. Coming off a really nice weekend for us. We had put out our free five-star newsletter play of the month on Maryland last week, -2.5 against SMU. Came out a winner on that. That went out to all of our PowerSweep subscribers for free. So really nice weekend. Our NFL plays went 3-1 on Sunday, and college totals went 2-1-1. So we're doing pretty well. We're starting to heat up, and we're really excited for this week, which we have the NFL game of the month and our college totals game of the month going.
All right, and we'll get to that NFL game of the month maybe a little bit later and the Browns Steelers in a second, but a huge win in Columbus, Chris Van Dyne, the Buckeyes and the Wisconsin Badgers. It's 2-1 Wisconsin against 3-0 Ohio State. Wisconsin was ranked. They lost. They're out of the top 25. Buckeyes, number 3 in the country. The last I saw was 17.5 points in favor of Ohio State. Curious to get your thoughts on that. I think that's a little high, but that's just me. Where does North Coast Sports come out on this?
It's actually gone up a little bit. You're going to get it probably at 18, 18.5.
Wow.
Right now. To be honest, we kind of like Ohio State here.
Okay.
You know, Wisconsin does not look like any kind of juggernaut on offense. They obviously have a really good defense, but Graham Mertz has been a turnover machine the last few years. He has a 13-12 ratio against Power 5 teams the last two seasons. And, you know, Ohio State's offense has really started clicking the last couple weeks. They had that first game against Notre Dame. You know, week one openers, we tend to throw those out a little bit. Once we get deeper into the season, and we're getting to the point where we can kind of disregard the opening game because teams don't have that fluid chemistry yet. And it obviously didn't click yet with Ohio State. They only had 21 points, 395 yards against Notre Dame. But last week against, you know, a decent Toledo team, they put up 77 points, 763 yards. C.J. Stroud lit it up last week with 367 passing yards, 5 touchdowns. I know that Henderson's a little banged up. They might not have him this weekend. But you still have Mayan Williams. You still have a lot of talented receivers. Marvin Harrison had a big game last week. Emeka Egbuka had another big game last week as well. I know they've kind of feasted on bad teams the last couple weeks, but I really think this Ohio State team is hitting their stride offensively. Wisconsin does not scare me offensively at all. They had a very poor performance a couple weeks ago against Washington State, lost outright. And the other thing is, when the Buckeyes have been double-digit favorites against Wisconsin at home, they have come through. In 2019, they were a 14.5-point favorite. They won 38-7. In 2009, they were a 16-point favorite. They won 31-13. And in 2007, they won 38-17 as a 16-point favorite. So they are 3-0 in the horseshoe when they're laying double digits to Wisconsin. So we don't mind laying the big points because they've proven over time they can do it. And we'll take the Buckeyes here.
Chris, when you're handicapping college football this season, other than Ohio State, Georgia, and Alabama, let's just toss them out of the equation for a second. Elite teams like that. Are we seeing more parity in college football, in your opinion, this year?
I think so. You look at a division like the SEC West, where there's really doesn't seem to be a bottom feeder like there usually is. There's usually one team that's just, you know, way in the bottom of everybody else. I think the portal is a big reason for that. Teams that lost a lot of their returning production can supplement that quickly in the portal. You know, a good example of how quickly you can supplement in the portal is what's happened at Georgia Tech versus what's happened at Georgia Southern. Both teams switched away from the option when Georgia Tech first switched away from the option in 2018, I believe, it was Jeff Collins' first year. They've struggled since. They're 11-25 against the spread since Collin was hired, and Georgia Tech has frankly been an awful football team. They lost 42-0 last week. And just that switch away from the option was very difficult pre-portal because you can't bring in the players to mesh with your system that quickly. You're having to do it from the ground up. Georgia Southern hired Clay Helton, got away from the option, and it's been a quicker transition. They beat Nebraska in the second week. They put up 642 yards of offense. So it's easier, and looking at that Georgia Southern team, they added a guy like Kyle Van Treese mm-hmm. from the transfer portal. They haven't had to build it from the ground up like Georgia Tech did. So it's made it easier. I think that's the reason for a lot more parity.
Well, early in a season like this, and we've got a dozen or so teams that are undefeated at 3-0 or so, who other than those teams kind of impresses you right now? Is there anyone in the country that you look at and said, this might be a must play?
I'm really impressed with the Washington Huskies. And I watched that game. We were really high on Washington last week. You know, you bring in a guy like Michael Penix, and Big Ten fans are very familiar with Michael Penix.
Yep.
He now looks like the Michael Penix that we saw a few years ago at Indiana when they were upsetting teams. He's healthy. He diced Michigan State's defense last week. And I know that score ended up 39-28, but if you watch the game, it was not that close. Mm. It was 29-8 at halftime, and Washington had a 322-90-yard edge.
Wow.
This Washington team could be the big challenge for USC in the Pac-12. I really like what they're doing. And, you know, we'll see. There's some other teams. Obviously, I'm a Tennessee fan. They stand out because of the offense. I don't know that they're as good as everyone thinks they are. Off the top of my head, we'll see. We'll have to see what Michigan is. USC, obviously, 3-0, and, you know, I still have some concerns about their defense, but Washington's been the kind of the surprise and the most impressive to me.
We're breaking it down with Chris Van Dyne, professional handicapper at North Coast Sports. NCSports.com is the website. Follow him on Twitter, at ChrisV160. All right, Chris, let's turn the page to National Football League action tonight in Cleveland, Ohio. The Steelers and the Browns, both teams 1-1. The Browns coming off an embarrassing home loss to the Jets. The Steelers, ineptitude on offense, reared its ugly head again in their home loss to the New England Patriots. JT and I were sitting here. I think I know how this is go, but I'm not 100% sure. What are you guys at NC Sports feeling about this game tonight?
Well, two things we're intrigued about is the way Cleveland's defense traditionally plays. Now, ruling out the end of the last week's game because that was absurd. I still can't believe that happened. But the Browns' defense the last couple of years has been a stalwart defense. They held teams, I've mentioned it on here, they were number two in the league last year, holding opponents 41 yards per game below their average. They allowed 312 yards per game. In the opener, they allowed just 261 yards against Carolina on the road. And I really like what Cleveland does with the pass rush, obviously, of Myles Garrett. The defense is legit. I have some questions about Pittsburgh's offense, Mitchell Trubisky. I think that he's probably a little better than what people are giving him credit for right now. I think that he is being hampered some by play calling. And being from Pittsburgh and knowing a lot of people back in Pittsburgh, or at least the Pittsburgh area, I should say, I know that they are not happy with offensive coordinator Matt Canada. There's some major question marks there. So we're looking at the total right now. It's a little windy outside. I'm sure if you walked outside, you know, you feel that little – breeze in the air. It's starting to feel like a fall day. Total has dropped to 37.5, but
wow.
With the way Pittsburgh's offense is performing, we understand that line drop because there's a reason for it. Pittsburgh's offense is not moving the ball. Cleveland's defense really good. We do think this is going to be a tight game, but if I'm playing, I'll throw out the total. We like the under for the side. I'll tell the customers, because it's our Thursday night marquee, you'd have to call in 1-800-654-3448, and we'll give you the side for just $12. But as far as the total goes, we are looking at the under 37.5. The side, you'd have to call in and get that.
All right.
Chris, is there any contrarian angle to this game whatsoever, whether or not you want to bet the total or the winner of this game?
Well, as far as Pittsburgh goes, they do have an excellent record against the division, 9-4 against the spread against division foes, also 20-7 against the spread as a dog. So the Steelers have been an excellent underdog, and that's going back some time, obviously. You know, obviously, also, you do have to factor in most of those games were with Ben Roethlisberger. This is obviously not with Roethlisberger, but Roethlisberger also missed some games over the last few years, and usually they were a dog when he was not playing. So they've done well as an underdog, so I would say that's your one angle in that game.
How about an intangible, when you think about Stefanski versus Tomlin, wouldn't you give the edge to Tomlin?
Well, it's more than just Tomlin, though.
Right.
It's also your coordinators. And while I agree with you in general on head coach, I'd give the edge to Tomlin. But at the same time, Stefanski has done a good job in Cleveland. The Browns beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs a couple years ago. And there's a lot of question marks and a lot of heat on Matt Canada. And it's not just the head coach that makes the difference. It's the coaching staff, and it seems like Pittsburgh has some issues right now.
And I just saw this on Instagram from Steelers U. Mitchell Trubisky versus the AFC North in his career is 4-0 with a 62.4% completion percentage, quarterback rating of 92.7, and he's not thrown an interception against
home.
The AFC North. And that's the other thing. Yeah, he's a Mentor, Ohio kid. He's coming home, so he's going to have a lot of people there. But my concern from the Steelers standpoint, if I'm looking at it, is this. The offensive line is terrible. They've done a decent job pass blocking. They can't run block to save their lives. 2.9 yards per carry for Najee Harris, and I think the Browns can run the ball down the Steelers' throats tonight, so I think it's going to be a fast game, a short game. I like the Steelers, actually, by 2 touchdowns, 24-10.
Browns, you mean?
I'm sorry, the Browns by 2 touchdowns, thank you, 24. I'm just so used to saying it the other
right.
way. 24-10, the Browns win tonight, but we'll see how that plays out, and the weather, as you mentioned, could be a factor. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds expected during the game. So good luck to both the kickers in this game here tonight. What about another game or two over the weekend, NFL-wise, that you guys are looking at? Maybe you feel good about it. It's a 3-star or something like that, Chris.
Yeah, I'll throw out our 3-star and power sweep. We like New England as an underdog at home. They got the job done against Pittsburgh last week. Bill Belichick is great as an underdog. Baltimore has failed to cover 5 of their last 6 as an away favorite. So right now, line's 2.5. We'd love it if it went up to 3. New England's covered 7 of their last 8 when listed as a home dog. So we're on the Patriots right now. We think that they're going to keep this game close, possibly win it outright. This might not be a bad small money line play as well.
There you go. Go ahead, JT. No,
and that is a 3-star in power sweep.
Okay.
Got it.
Because I just want to say, you know, we're counting down the days here on the Kenny and JT show till January 1st, and I think you know what angle I'm getting at. Tell us about the webpage.
NCSports.com. Definitely check out Power Sweep. We've got also our Power Plays newsletter. I mentioned we do have our September totals game of the month in college. Our NFL game of the month in the NFL. It's going to be a good weekend, I think. We've done really well in our big plays the last couple of years. 8-2 the last 2 years in our college and NFL game of the months or game of the year. So those big plays, when we put them out, we're hitting 8 out of the last 10. Also, our NFL handicapping, 71% last year on our late phone plays. So if you're interested, go to ncsports.com or call 1-800-654-3448 and get on board for one of these packages. We have a couple of really good deals. Check the back of Power Sweep, and you'll see the prices.
Sounds great. Hey, Chris, we always appreciate the insight, the information. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk to you again next week, all right?
Always appreciate you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Chris Van Dyne, professional handicapper at North Coast Sports, ncsports.com, at Chris V 160.